Well, what is it that younger women are pushing up against? They would seem to have a list of options to choose on, from, a set of ways to construct their own identity that takes in everything. It's just a vast.
On Thursday, August 25th, a group of teenagers from Jamaica Plain sparked a campaign to stop sexual harassment in their neighborhood. With the support of the Hyde Square Task Force, they held a rally to express their anger and sadness about the common occurrence of sexual harassment on JP's streets, particularly of men harassing young women and girls walking along Center Street. I asked some of the teenagers at the rally for their stories of sexual harassment on the streets of Jamaica Plain.
Girls is walking down Center Street and all dudes want to holler at them in nasty ways that they don't want to be hollered at.
I see it every single day I walk down Center Street, and Center Street is not the only street where I feel it. I also feel it on Washington Street right here in Jamaica Plain. As a matter of fact, I feel it everywhere I walk.
I have co-workers that I work with that are females, and they're younger than me. They're like around 15, 14 years old. They walk right by this store right here, and there's men that be here. Like if you come here like earlier today, like you see like five guys standing right here. Like, we have 15-year-old girls walking, and, you know, they're staring at them, you know what I mean, in, like, naughty ways, and you'd be like, wow, that's real crazy.
I mean, like, every time you walk up and down Center Street, you get harassed. It's, like, so many. Like, I can actually say that I've been physically, like, people grab me, try to touch me once or twice in school and out of school. But it's, like, every day. It's constant. Like, I can just be walking out, like, from the office of Hyde Square to the corner store right next door and get harassed. People might not want to wear certain things because they feel like, oh, if I wear this, I'm going to get harassed or somebody's going to try to touch me. You know what I'm saying? People have low self-esteem. This hurts people, really. And a lot of people don't see that, but we might not show it, but it really hurts us when people say things to us that make us feel uncomfortable and unsafe to walk in our own community.
There have been several occasions where men would have stopped in front of me and wouldn't let me pass until I gave them my name or said hello or, you know, responded to their cruelty. And I mean, I'm a small girl. It's hard for me to defend myself that way, but I always demand respect and I refuse to give in to that.
I talked to some of the young people who are organizing the campaign about why they feel it's important.
Well, basically, it's just a daily basis thing that everybody has to deal with. So we just thought it was about time that someone spoke up for all girls. Like, you don't want to be going to school, coming home from school, and every day just not wanting to walk down a certain street on Center Street because you're going to feel uncomfortable because the group of guys that constantly stand there every day always say something about your body, and you just don't want to pass by there again.
I came down here to support us females and teenage girls, and also to support the Hyde Square Task Force and to make a difference in the community.
I find it very important because it's like females walking down the street can't feel safe anymore, and we're just trying to do for ourselves. I mean, now that we can actually go to work, we have to be disrespected the whole way there and the whole way back. And it's really important that we learn to respect ourselves and to demand respect from other people.
I just felt that a lot of females are getting harassed, or just people in general, like a lot of people on Center Street, a lot of females in general are getting harassed, and I feel it's very disrespectful for young girls to be around that.
Sexual harassment is part of a larger constellation of men's domination of women, explained one teenage girl at the rally.
I know someone who was first in a sexual harassment she was sexually harassed, and that led to other things, to domestic violence, and that domestic violence ended herself killed. It impacts my life because I was part of my family, it was my cousin, and it hurt me a lot to see how she let something slide, something he did slide, and it led to being hurt, being dead. I'm here basically to stand up for her now that she's not here.
Sophia Snow, a spoken word artist who performed at the event, agrees that sexual harassment is part of a larger system of sexism.
You feel like you're not worth much when you're weak. You're put in a lot of situations where, I mean, your husband could abuse you, or you can be cornered and raped, or you can be put in a lot of things where you allow yourself. I mean, in your job and workplace, when it happens, it's still serious, and you could definitely suffer more from just for the effects of having been treated poorly for such a long time.
Snow read a poem that she had written for the rally.
When she walks down the street, all of them holler at her like she's fresh meat. None of them touch her though, cause they all know the D. Their chances are slim, so they accept the defeat. But a few young bucks watch her from the waist down as she walks by, while the abuelitos admire her legs and the way they stride. And the middle-aged men picture how she look in bed, none of them thinking to give her any respect, but they'll acknowledge the fact that there's something about her. She's not like the other women that surround her. When heads get too fresh, she checks them quick, unafraid to spread the truth like an epidemic. But it's not even like the other females don't respect the technique, how she carries herself and keeps the men trailing her feet. They just wish they'd keep their mouths as quiet for them, being treated like objects instead of grown women. But somewhere along the lines, they become synonyms. Women are just bodies. Where are the gentlemen? Where are the dudes that care about what comes out of her mouth instead of what she'll put in and how long it'll take her to put out? It's not fair that we have to take all these extra precautions just to stay safe because the men stay watching.
The teenagers printed up scores of two-sided cards that girls can hand out to men and others who sexually harass them on the street. One organizer described the cards.
We're about to pass out these sexual harassment cards that we had recently created. I'm gonna read them even though Jalil just read it. It says, stop, sexual harass me. Please treat me with respect. If it's unwelcome, it's sexual harass me. And in the back it says, what is sexual harass me? Unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, other unwelcome verbal or physical conduct of sexual nature. Sexual harassment is a serious issue in our community. This is very important because in this society, as women, we're taught to be very passive and very accepting of these behaviors, and that's not right. We need to stand up for ourselves and speak up, because if we don't have that happening, sexual harassment is never going to disappear. And I hope that these sexual harassment cards are a tool to have girls start to be very assertive and very speaking out about what they feel.
The girls and other teens plan on distributing the cards not only on the streets, but also in schools. They plan on visiting public school classrooms around Boston to talk about how sexual harassment makes people, especially teenage girls, feel. For more information about sexual harassment, visit www.streetharassmentproject.org. To learn more about the Hyde Square Task Force campaign against sexual harassment, see www.hydesquare.org or call 617-524-8303. In Boston, this is Home Fries.